Is the classroom the best way to teach your children to be curious, creative, and entrepreneurial? Of course not. Real learning comes from doing. Welcome to the Children's Business Fair, a one-day event where young people can launch and showcase a business. You'll be amazed by what children can accomplish, and it's a great way to bring your neighborhood to life. Launching a children's business fair is easier than you think and free, and we will even throw in up to $500 of prize money. Learn more about Children's Business Fair and find out more at podcast.childrensbusinessfair.org.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. Now we go, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to
Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine
and Geneva. Settle in, friends. It's Bravo. And what the hell is going on?
It's not going to be pretty.
All right. Let's start with the Porsche
situation.
I'm going to
have some controversial opinions here
before we get into the actual shows. All right. This is the thing with Porsche that is disappointing to me. She has really evolved as a person in a lot of ways. The one area that she, her judgment, her picker is like fully broken is men. Dennis was a piece so far beneath her, and she,
and he looks so cute compared to the new guy. They were standing next to each other, it's like Dennis looks like Brad Pitt.
So what we're all not saying that no one wants to say, because everyone loves Porsches, when it comes to relationships, I think she is a money grubbing person, and that is very disappointing. Right?
The internet is going against her on this one. Yeah.
How could you not?
Yeah. Yeah. Fallon. I hit somebody at a timeline. I should have screenshotted it and I couldn't find it today. And, you know, now that it's been going on, I've kind of lost interest. But I guess they say that they were divorcing in January, which wasn't the case. But they are now, I don't know if they're just trying to say that, but they're saying that Fallon cheated on the Simon guy. Who knows? Now she's engaged to some guy. I couldn't find who that was. I saw the picture. Well, they said, oh, she just ran and got engaged. And she looks like she's engaged to a 16-year-old boy compared to Simon. I don't know how legitimate it is.
I don't get it, because if you're, what's the incentive? I just don't understand people who get engaged after a month. You know who comes to mind? Chloe and Lamar. How'd that shit end? Like, it's just, there's a frantic energy to decisions like that that show like no responsibility or maturity. And it's like,
or judgment. Yeah.
Or judgment. Yeah. It's
just, you got enough money now, Porsche. You got to protect yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Too financial. Well, and this Simon guy,
loaded,
I guess,
right?
Is loaded. Right.
Yeah. That's,
the... I don't understand. And now the word on the street is that she's at least 3 months pregnant. I don't know if that's true. Not saying she looked heavy at all. The dress was cute. But they're saying that she's pregnant in those photos, and he's there on Mother's Day. The mom and her sister were not photographed there on Mother's Day. Don't know if they don't agree with it. It's just crazy. And Portia's just very blatant about it. She's posting things saying that she posted a month. January was this, February was this pop culture moment. And then she's the May pop culture moment. That's just she put as a calendar. So she's trying to make a joke of it.
I don't love that.
It's not looking good for Porsche.
No. And to me,
I hope she's
less
not pregnant.
About,
I mean,
the Fallon shit, like, I don't really give a fuck about that. It's like the 1 month and just the messiness of it all. That's like, what are you doing?
Yeah. And to say you're not friends with someone, then she came on the show as your friend.
Right. And then it's like, okay, well, then it's produced. Then everything we're talking about.
Or she's
bullshit.
Just lying.
Or that. Yeah.
Yeah. Or she's just trying to make it look better. And she's really being weird. I don't think that they were best friends, but then that video, the video clip of Porsche meeting him. I don't remember that during the season. Do you? When they were at Fallon's house and she meets Simon?
I did remember.
They're in
that,
the backyard going to the pool. I don't remember that.
Oh, okay.
And then at the Halloween party.
Yeah.
People are like, was it going on then? But I don't think it was going on then. Do you?
No.
No way.
I don't think so. That would
she
be...
showed up in that Party City outfit. Was it in?
Right.
To go against it?
God. I don't know.
I mean, Portia, I like Portia, but this is a very odd situation.
I love Portia. This is disappointing.
I'm telling you, I'm having a weird time with my housewives right now. I'm flipping on Sonia on TV, but in real life, I still love my little Sonia Rita. But so we'll get into the episode, but we'll see what happens with Portia. Dennis looks happy as can be, like he's gotten rid of a problem or something. But why is Dennis smiling so happily?
Like he got rid of a problem. Yeah, that is it. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out.
I mean, he's going to the hot dog master.
Right.
One more thing about, I broke my Bravo notes. Jen Shah, she's on Instagram. She's doing Cameo now. She's her sweet little husband. She's got the cutest husband in the world. He's doing a blowout for her. So they're still married. And you would think Jen Shah is a citizen of all citizens, that she's not scamming people and almost going to jail for life, or, you know, not life, but for a long time. It's fascinating the way people will just go on with their business when you are in some deep ass shit.
How's Bravo going to play this? You know, like they're still giving somebody accused of like a major crime, like a platform. You know what I mean? They're letting her just do all this shit and they're filming it.
And her husband gave her a great blowout and he seems like a nice guy and he's standing by her. Is there any way in God's green earth that she is not what they're saying? Because he seems like a nice guy.
Well, then you never know, though. Weren't there voicemails of her calling people?
Right. No, there was. Yeah. I'm being very nice by giving her some leeway here. I think she's pretty much screwed. But the husband seems nice. I don't know if Tyler would stand by me. I don't know if he should stand by me.
No. For what? That's major fraud. That's not like, it's not a walk in the park there. That is a pyramid scheme of fraud where you're taking advantage of people at like a deep level. That's
She's
not
got
cool if it's true.
Little kids over that are friends with the other. There's no way you're going over to the Shah's house now after this is all happening. And she's filming it. Geneva's drinking a Topo Chico. I'm so jealous.
Oh fuck yeah. I'm drinking.
Tyler went to the store. Warner loves watermelon Perrier, little bastard. Tyler bought him a box of that this morning. I go, where's my Topo Chico? What the hell?
Okay.
I got our tax money, bitch. We're rich. Buy me Topo Chico.
I really feel like Topo Chico is like having a moment. When I was in San Diego recently, I got a Topo Chico Paloma. I was at the freaking Padres game. They had freaking Topo Chicos everywhere. So I think it's like blowing up. And I feel like
it is. It totally is.
We're to blame. No, I'm kidding. All right.
I want to give a shout out to Rachel and Gerald. We fucking love you. Hopefully, me and Geneva are going to be going on tour, baby. No, not anytime soon, but we're going to come meet you guys.
I love it.
We're
going
to be at your door.
I love a man who's watching reality TV like my husband. It's great.
It is so sweet. It's the best. It's the best find. It's
and
like
on the opposite of like,
how do you find a man like that?
So we love our patrons. Thank you to everybody who joins us. We're covering Seeking Sister Wives and Extreme Sisters. It's wild. Come check us out. But on the flip side, as we transition to the Bravo in the week, I was texting Justine about this. I put up a tweet while watching New York. Okay. So first off, our Twitter Escape Too Pod, feel free to follow us. We retweet people. We do tweets of the week for 90 Day Fiance. We fucking rep people's tweets. It's also Twitter, so it's not serious. It's fucking Twitter. Anyways, while watching New York, Sonia said she doesn't live in the past. Anybody who's a New York fan knows that's complete bullshit. What's the first thing that came to my mind? The Morgan letters, because that's a perfect example of a breakdown. Put up a tweet very similar to someone else who had a similar thought who tweeted it, and she's coming
she's
at
trying
us
to
like,
Jen Shah your ass in Twitter world. Fuck off.
She's trying to say that somehow I was like, oh, great minds think alike. And she's like, oh, do they? And she said, was like, I made this 39 minutes ago. It's like, listen, I'm not.
You don't own
I'm not scanning the hashtags to steal ideas to put up on Twitter. I don't care that much. We
have a life. Okay.
We have a life.
Plus, you have a different picture, too. When you take in the idea, taking a fuck off.
This is how long I thought about trying to find this. I was searching the Morgan letters. There's not a GIF on fucking Twitter. Then I had to Google it, saved an image, uploaded that shit. A lot of effort went into that tweet. Anyways, just want to say Twitter, fucking calm down. It's Twitter. A, we would never steal someone's content and try to put it as our own ever. We always credit people. And two, relax. And that's it. That's all I got
to
say.
I don't mean to get into mask world, but
oh,
the CDC loves to just rile the world up, don't they? I get it. But how can they say this when not that much of the population is vaccinated yet? And everyone's just not going to wear a mask now. You're not, if you didn't get a vaccine, you're not wearing a mask. You're not going to just say fuck off.
Right, right.
If you didn't get a vaccine, what are these businesses going to do?
Yeah, if you didn't get a vaccine, you're already not wearing a mask, right?
Now it's going to be just, you know, it is what it is. I just find it fascinating. They couldn't wait a little bit longer. Like wearing a mask is like wearing a gas tank around. Is it that big a fucking deal?
People are really dramatic about it. Even I'll call her out. Even our friend Munch, she wears a mask everywhere. She's like taking off, like I'm like, calm down.
I love it actually.
Do you?
I feel weird not wearing it now when I go. Well, actually, I've been walking in places and I forget, and then they were like, "Ma'am, that one story," but I don't mind it.
Yeah, I don't.
But, and my kids haven't gotten sick. It hasn't given me any stress. I haven't gotten a cold. I fucking love it.
Right. Yeah. There you go.
But you know, I understand. I just find it funny that before they even know how long the vaccine lasts, before they even know if you can really spread it, we just need a couple more answers. You could have gave us a little bit more time before you, these poor workers work. I sound like the poor help, as Ramona would say.
The help.
Already you're having a shit storm of a time. Now they're going to have to deal with this. And now if you have a private company, it's just going to be, it's just a shit show waiting to happen. But
layers.
It's funny. I just find it hilarious. The CDC will probably be like, psych, in a couple of weeks. Maybe not. Who knows? But I just find it very funny.
But all right, let's get into New York.
I'm vaxxed and I'm waxed and I'm ready to get naked in the woods, baby, absolutely, with my pendulum.
Extreme Sister reference. All right, New York. This is what I'm concerned about that I would like to discuss with you. New York, as you know, as everyone who listens to this knows, is one of our favorite franchises. What's concerning to me is I think the addition of Ebony is making me realize like how terrible, like I don't
how
know
uppity they are.
Yes, how uppity and out of touch they are. And when they're all together, it's harder to recognize. But when you have someone pushing back on them, it's like, oh fuck, they're assholes. And then I'm like,
or maybe
you know?
Yeah. And it's just not as fun. I like Ebony, but I can already tell I think she's gonna be a one hit own eater.
Oh, you
know?
Think?
I don't see her coming back. I think she hates these people already. She's going to bed. I hate them.
But reference.
I like her a lot. I think she's a nice girl and all, too. But I think it's a weird season.
It is weird. I think, like you talked about already, this season, Sonia's the shtick is getting a little old, and I love Sonia.
Me too.
So it kind of breaks my heart to say that. I mean, I did love moments like. I just love watching her when she's like with them in her dynamic. I don't really like watching her alone because that's when you realize like she really is kind of a nutty person, you know?
And not in a fun way after a while.
Not
like it used to be.
Right.
Like, let it go about the freaking breakup. We've all been broken up. You got dumped. This wasn't your choice. You'd be there. It's up. Now you're reframing it that you had a choice.
It's so old. It's like, it's so old. You have like an adult daughter. I know. It's, and then, you know, just
she's becoming very uppity.
Yeah.
Ebony said that she was the least welcoming one on Watch What Happens Live.
Oh, interesting. I don't like that either.
Now, as I was telling Geneva, she's been on Josh Flags, as everybody has been watching, I'm sure. Riveting story feeds, which is hilarious. She's nuts, though. She's going to end up dead. I'll bring that into this, but she's leaving their bath. She left their bathtub. Josh Flagg just bought a brand new house in Beverly Hills or wherever. She's upstairs sleeping in the morning. Water was coming out of their light fixture or something from the ceiling because she left the water on all night in their house. Mm-hmm. And she's cooking salmon, raw salmon in their microwave. She's doing all this crazy shit and destroying their house like a maniac. And she's going to fall asleep in that bathtub. I can't believe she's still alive, honestly.
God. Yeah.
But she comes across very lovable on that.
Oh,
she's
totally.
Just laughing hysterically, trashing their house, tens of thousands of dollars worth of damage. And Josh is just so rich that anybody else would be probably suing her and sending her on her way.
Well, this is the thing. Crazy. She's very lovable, right? Like when Ramona was like, what's your dog's name? Marley or Morley? Like, and Sonia's like, "The fuck is your dog, Coco or Cuckoo?" Like, what? I love like stuff like that. I love Sonia. I love her and Mona trying to fix the air conditioning. And when Sonia was like, "You can't
the
just
pool heater.
You just hit a thing anymore."
It didn't look like an air conditioner.
You know, I love that.
95. I needed it in 95. That's a hot tub. That is a hot pool, right?
Right? Very hot.
That's nice, though. Like, that's the life. Oh, baby. A heated pool like that. Oh, my God.
That you remember. We all remember fixing things by like I remember DVD or VCRs. You used to blow them out and be like, oh, let me just.
Nintendo. Yeah.
Like the shit like that. That's their frame of reference. It shows you.
She's hitting the TV like we would all do. Still do.
Yep.
Who doesn't hit shit just to fix it?
I know. It's hilarious.
I know. It is weird with Sonia. Okay, I don't mean to say, I think the missing piece could have been Dorinda. She could have been, I think Ebony and Dorinda, if Dorinda was in the mix still, I think it would be a whole different vibe to the show.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
You can't just dump Dorinda to the side. She's not just your average housewife. She was needed.
I think that's what we're going to see, unfortunately, this season is the Dorinda hole is pretty big because she's like a real force in a lot of ways. She, in many ways, she became like Bethany's replacement, like very outspoken, in your face, but lovable, right? The people who liked Bethany. And I think that's like what you're missing is that kind of the person who's going to call everyone out on their bullshit. Yeah.
If they could have gotten her to realize that she was drinking too much, that's the problem. How could they have got her to not be as nasty and not drink as much? She's the perfect housewife.
Oh yeah. How about Ramona with that hair and the freaking the outfit? I mean, oh God, they're not. I mean, also obviously she looks phenomenal. She's like 65.
Who is she though? That's not her.
No.
Now all of a sudden she's free and naked. If I was Ebony and I'm meeting her, like she's meeting this Ramona. This isn't Ramona.
I loved when they were making fun of her around the like the power circle, whatever the fuck they were doing, when she was like, my friends are my family. Like she's so, you can tell when Ramona's full of shit always.
Yeah. And Luann's calling it out.
Oh, God. Yeah. And Luann seems, gotta say though, Luann acts like that rosé or her fake rosé has made her life.
I take it back, whatever I said.
Changing.
Yes.
And she's just sober, having a grand old time with her tits out. It's hilarious.
I feel like Luann, I've given up drinking and I've given up MJ for a little bit here. And I don't, you know, I do have the urge, but I also don't have the urge. I could drink some, what'd she call it? It wasn't
fake rosé or something. I don't know what she was
called. Something. But I give her credit for it now. I bullshitted it before and said, oh, you don't need that if you're sober. But sometimes it is nice to just have something fake.
She's living it up.
Solid with it. It's a different type of sobriety for her.
I would agree. Because before I felt like she was more uptight, and now she's like
scratching for
with
it.
Just having a good time. So she seems lighter about it.
Why couldn't they invite? And maybe it's the COVID season because they can only have four people in this huge ass backyard. Burning Man is about sticking weird objects and weird people inside your vagina. You know what I mean? Not a calm party in the backyard.
Burning Man is not a tea party like their dinner setup. It is not a beautiful. It's in the desert and you're camping. Do you remember we've talked about this guy before? We both had an old school dealer. Remember, he was super into Burning Man. He didn't shower. Okay, so like,
is that the one that Ziggy did not like?
Yes.
Oh my
very
god.
Very sketchy energy. Yeah. So he was into Burning Man. So like, that's the type
of dog.
It is not a new, like, this is not the.
And you're bartering. You're giving people like a can of tomatoes for a drink or something. There's no currency. Or currency is bartering or whatever you would call it.
Right. I mean, yeah, they obviously, this is my issue with the COVID productions. We're getting these like forced parties. You know, that are just like kind of, they're almost sad. Like I would prefer for them to just be like sitting in the backyard rather than like somebody spent all day setting up this like extravagant thing with six people. It's just
I'd rather
like,
they played cards at the kitchen tables than that.
Right.
I mean, it was fun to look at. I'd like to go to it, but there needs to be 200 people in there, not four people.
Yep.
And Ebony shouldn't be allowed to go to bed.
Yeah.
We're paying you here, sweetie. Stay up.
I loved when she compared that she like hadn't been around that many white people since Fox News or something. It's like,
or a group of white women.
It's a real statement.
Well, I guess Ebony did work for Fox News.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
I don't have anything against her. Whatever. I like Ebony. I just don't know if
I think we're gonna have a tough time.
I feel bad for her. Like she's wasting a year of her life on this show or something. I don't see her coming back for season two unless they revamp the entire show again with her and Leah.
Maybe. Leah.
Not that I want that, but no, Leah's out of place too.
Leah, she is.
Dorinda kind of kept Leah in place.
I think you're right. And now it's, I don't know, her energy is weird to me too. Listen, I understand a scream is helpful to you, but like her screaming like a psycho and then crying, it's like, I don't want to watch this either.
I liked Ramona screaming though. That was pretty funny. Ramona covering her ears at first and then screaming.
God.
And I feel bad for her, but you know, everybody, it does suck that her grandma's dying, obviously, but the way I'm going to yell at everybody because I'm having a bad time. We're all having a bad fucking time here, sweetheart.
Isn't that the truth? And Ramona with the help.
I loved Ebony's response. Did she just say the help?
Is it 2020? Nobody's the help. I love that.
Next week she gets a cost. Or, you know, she tells her, "Hey, I don't like that." Yeah. Good for her.
Love it.
Who says that? It's
the
sick.
Help. The help.
Who even thinks that way?
I get my help mixed up. I would never say that. That's like a crazy. She's nuts.
I wouldn't even want people at my house. I feel bad. I'd be constantly apologizing to people, constantly saying, you can just go home or you eat this or here's an extra $50 or something. I don't know. It's crazy. It's insane. They didn't need it. And that food, I have an issue with just plates of food being left out for hours on end.
I do too. I'm
hot. Is it cold? Is it warm?
I am very particular about that. Have I talked about this? How Dorian's family has an outdoor fridge in Jersey. So when it's cold, no, it's not an outdoor fridge. They call it the outdoor fridge. It's just outside.
It's not hooked up.
No. I'm saying, no, it's not even a fridge. They just put it outside, like on the ground or on a table. And they're like, oh, it's in the outside fridge. And then you walk outside. Yeah. But then some days it's not cold. Like
it's humid.
No, I mean, they don't do it all the time, but usually in the winter, right? So then,
In the winter,
then one day it's like 60 degrees. I go out there. I'm like, this shit is not cold. Like this is food poison. And they just eat it. They don't care. It's crazy. So people are weird.
I guess it gives you a strong stomach.
Maybe. I think they all have.
No, I'm joking. Like that is funny. That is probably a cold weather trait. Yeah.
I wonder if anyone else has an outdoor.
My dad was psychotic about like, hey, Justine, put this mug in the freezer for me and then fill it up with milk. And he always wants everything ice cold, like a freak. And then these people would come into a restaurant that I worked at, I remember, and their religious beliefs, whatever, they were the nicest people, but they wouldn't tip. Somehow I would always get stuck serving them, and they would ask me to put a glass in the freezer for them, and they're still not tipping, but I did it anyway because it reminded me of my father, and I'm everybody's bitch. But I mean,
what do you mean it was
against their religion? To a restaurant and there's some type of religion where they wouldn't tip.
I think they made that up.
Like, I don't know. Right. That's crazy. Just asshole. That's their asshole religion.
Right. All right. Anything else on New York?
I did not appreciate. I think Ebony should have yelled at Leah too, because when they're having lunch, Ebony's asking, who's Heather? Who's Heather? And Leah's ignoring her and Ramona.
Yeah, that's
then
true.
Ramona upstairs is ignoring her about the skylight, which I appreciate Ebony sticking up for herself and saying, hey, bitch, can't you hear me? I'm talking to you. But Leah was ignoring her too. I hate people like that who just don't acknowledge your existence.
Yeah. No, that was very rude. I mean, Ramona can ignore someone like nobody's business, but you do have a point. Like Leah was sitting right there and didn't say shit either. I'm interested to see what the Heather edition is like. I don't miss Heather Thompson at all.
I don't either. And I love how they make them go out to lunch, invite her to the Hamptons, and then show us a 1-second clip of that lunch. Show us the entire thing. Cut Sonia's stupid healer out and show us the lunch with Heather Thompson, Mama Holla Thompson.
I thought the same thing. It's crazy.
And you know what, Leah? Who gives a fuck about what she said on some podcast? Okay. Can we just keep the show moving here?
I mean, it sounds like she's been talking shit all over.
I guess it is part of it, but let's, I don't know. It's part of Housewives that they all talk shit. And then you just, I guess they say stuff to each other, but it's always just so nonchalant.
Right. I do feel like drugs and kids are the ones they always get heated about.
Which one? What,
like drugs and kids. Like accusations.
Oh, was she saying there she's on drugs?
She was saying Luann was pounding or was doing drugs when she was sleeping with the pirate that season.
Well, she probably was.
I would not be surprised. I mean, at a certain point, you have to ask yourself, how are these women in the at this age raging like they are no problem? You know?
I mean, who cares? Let them have some fun. But Heather should keep her mouth shut.
Absolutely.
Ebony's apartment. At the beginning, what an apartment. Where is she sleeping if she's not sleeping in that apartment?
Well, she said she's not sleeping in the room. I think maybe she's sleeping in another room. They just
Meant that room?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess. I love that freaking apartment. That's a life. When you think of New York City.
Yeah.
I love that. She's so sensible. Who's the ex? The ex, I wonder. And he left her at COVID to go be with the kids. Dumped his girlfriend. That's cold. I mean, I understand, but it's like
a lot
you
of people.
Visit
COVID
the kids,
was the
but,
excuse, I think.
Yeah,
get out. You know, like we're talking seeking sister wife, same thing.
All right, what else? Let's see here. Did you like Leah's outfit for Burning Man?
God, I don't even remember it. Oh no,
it was like a cowboy hat, chaps, yeah. And it's ridiculous.
I just think they put together the most ridiculous things they could find and like called it Burning Man attire, which maybe I guess is Burning Man attire.
Burning Man, though, like I've talked, I worked with this girl that went to Burning Man, and she made it seem like it is a lot more of like the circles. I think there are drugs and sex, but there are a lot of people there that go and don't do drugs. And I don't know. It's interesting. I would never want to go.
No, thanks. I'm not camping in the desert. That's not my
thing. No, I don't want to go to Coachella. I don't want to do anything like that.
No, me neither. All right. Let's talk jurors. The finale already. What happened? Is this a short season? I feel like it just started, like, no joke. I guess not.
That's what people are saying.
Maybe it's like 10, 11 episodes. I don't know. What'd you think of the boyfriend?
I think he's a scumbag piece of shit, especially after, you know, that girl might be a little bit crazier on it because he's now Bravo famous, but just he's very Dirty John to me.
Mm-hmm. I got a little bit of that energy. I'm interested to know what his actual financial situation is.
Yes. And she bought a piece of property with him. Did you see that at the end?
She
bought an investment property with him. That's a Dirty John move. Get his name on some property quick.
This is the last thing that needs to happen to Teresa. If this shit ends up like a Dirty John scenario, worst case, disaster. Because you can see her face. She's like genuinely so happy to be getting like positive male attention. Also, Bravo, enough with the two flashbacks of Judice calling her a freaking cunt. Her yelling in the kitchen. We get it. We've seen it. I know. Sorry, guys. Earmuffs. But you can just tell she loved, like, she's so happy to be happy. So it makes
this her second boyfriend in her whole life, pretty much.
Right.
And she's with this dirtbag who looks like he fell asleep in the sun booth, the sun tanning booth.
Yeah.
Or he's getting drunk every night on Franco Rossi Rosé.
Something like that.
Okay. But his key words when he's at the dinner. Oh, I've never found someone like you. I never thought I'd meet someone. I know you're in love. I got to kiss you right now. He's getting up in the middle of dinner and sucking face.
Calls are like a dream come true.
Yeah. If my daughter didn't like me, we would just be dumped right away. I'd understand that. Oh, if my kids didn't like you, I would be broken up with you right away. Just very, I don't know, just his face. Maybe he's a nice guy and that girl has tainted my brain. And I don't know, but. He's
so
got
those
road rage
don't know
charges.
What we're talking about, there's some woman who also seems a bit psychotic who's running across multiple states in a wedding dress to highlight
like
the emotional
tail, but
abuse or something that she suffered as a result of her relationship with him.
Narcissistic behavior. And of course
she's evidently a therapist though. But anyway, so she's saying all this shit. You can read about it if you Google.
We gotta believe. I'll go first. I'll believe her until further notice, you know?
Right.
But I didn't love him. His voice wasn't as high pitched as I expected.
No. His voice was actually normal. I was waiting. I was like sitting there like, oh, what's his voice going to be like?
Yeah. But just, I don't know if you noticed the cab driver. They flashed to the cab driver real fast that's another thing I wanted to bring up to you. It's so crazy how within 10, I don't know how long it's been since Jersey Shore, time's flown by. It might be 10, the 12 years now.
Dead.
That cabs, the word cabs. Nobody would use the word cabs.
I know. Yeah.
Ubers are here. It wouldn't be cabs are here. It's crazy.
What's that accent? Ubers.
I'm doing Pauly D. Cabs are here.
Oh, good. Oh, you know what I loved? I really think she's one of the cuter.
It's
Olivia with the freaking anniversary dinner for her parents.
Be still
thanks
my heart.
To you guys, you were all alive. It was the sweetest.
She's so cute. And their relationship is beautiful.
I believe their relationship. Yeah. I believe in their love. I mean, Jennifer's hard on.
I believe in their love. I love it.
I do, though.
No, it's just funny for us to say something like that.
Right. I mean, her face lit up with that diamond. Like, there is that, like, she loves the diamond. She had to take rings off to put the ring on. The joy she had over that ring was hilarious to me.
Do you wear that ring in place of your wedding ring, or that's just a ring?
I guess it's your second ring.
When are you wearing that thing?
Right. I don't know. I mean she had a bunch of diamonds on.
It's a lot of money. I guess they got a jewelry hookup.
Right.
It would be funny if she said, did you buy this for my brother? He's a great guy. He never proposed. He gave her a cross. What an interesting tradition that they're still doing.
Yeah, it's fascinating. I loved him. I love him at the party, getting all drunk, talking shit to Joe, telling Joe he needs to listen. And just, I think Bill Aiden is great.
Yeah, and he's such a mature, normal guy that he knows he can't pop Joe in the face. His hands are his business. He's Billy Joel, you know, got to play the piano. I wanted him to pop Joe in the face there, though. I would have loved it if he would Hank Moody his ass right then and there.
Yeah, like, obviously Joe Gorga has misogynistic views that are, like, embedded into just how he thinks about the world. I really, though, kind of feel him, like we talked about last week, like, I think it's about the attention. It's not about that she's doing other things. Mm-hmm. He wants her, when she's home, to be essentially the old school. Like, he wants her, like, face. And I think if she did that, he wouldn't be saying shit about the other stuff. But I don't.
What does she
said
want
Dolores
to do?
Up, obviously.
Until he goes, why don't you shut up? It's like, okay, maybe you don't tell her to shut up like that. But I mean, I feel like he feels her slipping through his fingers. The way
that
it seemed genuine when they're at the party. He had a look in his eye like he was going to start to cry almost.
That scene was genuine to me. Their conversation in the kitchen seemed fake. Like, that seemed fake. But at the party, I think
Than this is coming off. I don't want them to get divorced. I will be saddened. I really will. I don't really care, but I do care. I'd be really sad for him and the kids.
Yeah. 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 Me too.
Because I don't know who each of them would date.
Right. I don't know. Probably the same kind. Like,
they won't get divorced, right?
I don't know.
I don't want them to.
Yeah, I wouldn't
bother. I really don't.
But
I don't want her to be cheating on him either.
No. I wouldn't want that.
Do you think she would? She's better looking than he is at this point, even though I was uncomfortable with his nipple and that outfit.
That was
boob was like a breastfeeding mother. Vernon's eyes lit up watching it.
Flawless. Vernon's eyes lit up. She looked phenomenal as a mermaid. Like, her body is just
banging.
Yeah, she looks great. I don't know what's going to happen.
She's a specimen, man. God, if I was him, I would lock her up too.
I love Dolores just reading. Like, there's, you know, this is why, again, why Jersey's great, is the depth of the friendships allows them to say shit to each other that would not be accepted on other franchises. Like, when she's talking straight to Melissa's face, like, listen, you got to cut it off or it's going to be over. Like, I'm concerned for you guys. Like,
would I do a poll?
Right.
That your relationship's going to end? Okay, but here's a controversial opinion.
Yeah.
She needs either, her and Frank
to me are married without saying they're not married. They're so obsessed with, oh, we're not married anymore. He's in your house doing husband things, knocking walls down.
Right.
You don't live together, but you're there 24/7. He's taking up that space in your life that, and he always will. And it's very selfish of him almost to be doing this. In my opinion, I really do. And I feel like deep down inside, she knows she's a little broken. Joe Gorga is not wrong, but he just shouldn't say it because she might not be broken all the way, but there's a lot of issues. She's getting her lifts, her thighs lifted. She's getting all this crazy plastic surgery that she doesn't need. She's probably unanimously one of the most gorgeous housewives that ever walked the planet. You know, there are some issues.
Oh yeah, definitely. But I think, I guess like,
there's something there. She needs, her and Frank need to cut it out if she's going to have a life.
Yeah. I guess I just question whether we're all imposing something onto their relation. Like if we're trying to fit stuff into a box that isn't meant to be fit.
No, there doesn't have to be a box, but other man. That's why David doesn't feel the need to fucking marry her because this whole situation's going on.
Right. I guess it's like she either needs to be somebody who's I don't want to get married again.
Yeah.
Like she needs to say that or she needs to break up with David. You know what I mean? Because either you want to have a partner that you're committed or you don't. And then that's fine. But you have to.
Or she stops bringing it up or Bravo stops focusing on it. I think I'm all for her being with David and having Frank on the side, too.
Yeah.
But I just don't want to hear about it anymore. I don't give a fuck because in my therapist brain, the way that she's telling the contractors, see, I didn't move into the house. I didn't do this and that, trying to make points.
Right.
The fact that she says she didn't move into the house means to me that she wants to get married. Mm-hmm. So if he proposed to you, you'd be living in a fucking in the house with him.
Right.
If that's you didn't really point. Care, you'd be living in the house.
Yep. Yeah, that's true. That's what I'm saying. Like, I guess there's a misconception there's just like a difference between what she's saying and then what she,
right.
Like her actions. It just doesn't.
I don't mean broken, but I feel like there is some sadness in her eyes that maybe she just inherited. Her mom has sad eyes too. Mm-hmm. She's a great mother. Her kids are great. I love her and Frank, and his Delore was great this week.
Delore.
I don't mean she's broken, but I feel like I just wish her and Frank would be together. Honestly, mm-hmm. I think that would fulfill them, but I guess they're not going to ever be.
Guess not. I don't know.
It, like they're going to the party together. He's fixing her house. Yeah. I mean, what more do you need? Don't live together then. All these other Jersey parents aren't.
I know, right?
I don't know. It's almost selfish of Frank. He's holding Dolores back because any normal man is not going to be like, hey, let's get married. He's marrying Frank too. Right. I don't know. I'm just a little obsessed with it, but I see her as such a powerhouse person, and I wonder if it's editing. She's so fabulous. She just deserves everything. I don't know. I love her. I really do.
I love Dolores.
It just bothers me.
I thought she looked crazy at the party. I don't know why you would bring a costume with like an IV thing you have to drag around. It's like very tedious for that kind of
that's not something I want to do.
But I thought Marge Senior looked, or not Marge Senior. I thought Marge Junior? Looked great as Junior as Elvira.
She does.
Or was she, who was she?
She was Morticia.
Morticia, thank you. She looked good with dark hair.
And her husband looks great for 65.
Yeah, definitely.
God, 65 is like, get digging. We don't have that much time on the planet after 65.
I know. God, it's so depressing. They finally finished the house though, so now he can die easy.
Yeah,
accomplish the goal. Oh God, it was a short season.
When Teresa's making the pie, I wrote down Teresa can't be that dumb. She's making an apple pie, and then she fucks it up. So I'm like, oh, she is that dumb.
She cooks. I was like, has she never made a pie? I don't understand.
God, it made me want one.
Yeah, I love an apple pie.
I love
like
that
homemade. She really overloaded the apples, which is crucial for a pie. Pro tip.
Because
the fruit kind of, you know, collapses as it cooks. So you really want to overfill it. Otherwise, you'll get a real sunken in pie.
So overfill it. And she did.
She did. Looks very nice.
And dot the butter means what in cook world?
Oh, you're just putting little daubs of butter on top of the apples.
Oh, dob the butter, not dot.
Oh, well, yeah. Dots, dabs. I said dabs of butter.
Oh, okay.
So you're just putting like little pieces and then it cooks into the apples.
And was she looking at an old school recipe on her phone?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. And it was like sideways. I don't know.
Oh, poor thing. I love Jennifer drunk at the party. Did you see her? These shrimp are jumbo. She's screaming. She loves
that entire
shitty
hot dog into her mouth. Gnarly.
She looked pretty as J-Lo. She kids don't know who Madonna is. Isn't that incense?
It's crazy. The shift has happened.
It has.
100%.
The shift has happened.
Oh, definitely. Yep.
Anything else here? Let me see. Well, I guess that's it.
God.
Oh, somebody brought up online. I saw, why are they eating the anniversary dinner in the foyer? Where's the dining room?
I hate that house. Every time it looks like if that Queen of Versailles chick had finished her house but never moved in. It's like that kind of vibe to me. It just feels empty.
Yes.
Where are the family pictures? I don't know. It feels very cold. They need to move.
Crazy.
They deserve better.
Well, Teresa bought an investment property with this guy. Don't be buying investment properties unless you're married.
Yeah, I hope she doesn't get scammed. Really hope.
It's weird.
Be sad. All right, guys. That's it. We're going to be... Oh, I didn't watch the Dallas reunion. I saw some gif of Tiffany with a nosebleed.
I didn't watch it either.
I was out. That's it.
Poor Tiffany.
Me.
I mean, is she that stressed that out that yeah, she like, would get what? A nosebleed?
God, that stresses me out. I don't want to watch that.
And I guess the Westcott's, though, I wish I could follow this, but my brain just can't handle anymore. Cameron's husband and brother-in-law are being very crazy to Tiffany, saying the brother-in-law chart tweeted out, oh, yeah, I bet when we were shit-faced at my house and had to be carried out of the party and stuff to Tiffany and being real crazy. They're very aggressive.
Doesn't surprise me.
That's all I know. But they're scumbags.
Yep.
And Cameron's part of it. And I am glad
if Dallas came back with the same cast, I would not watch.
No, I can't imagine them coming back.
We'll see.
Word on the street is that the hospital made Tiffany take a leave of absence too. So I don't know how true that is.
God.
So the poor thing is going through it.
For a freaking show. What a shame. All right, friends.
Blame your parents, kids.
Before you know it, don't forget to check out our Patreon. Until then, we love you guys.